where I am, we truly care about kids. You know, everything is kid-centered. You know, it's not about me. It's not about, you know, us as adults. It's about every decision is made on what benefits our kids first.
Everybody, and thanks for tuning in to this edition of Future Ready's Leading Through Unprecedented Times. So excited for this episode to have my good friend Chip Baker with us here today, a teacher, a coach in Texas. Chip, why don't you go ahead and say hello to our audience and introduce yourself if you could.
Yes, sir. Well, first off, I want to say thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to be here. You know, love what you do, love how you do what you do. And I feel, you know, fortunate to be a part of what you have going on. So thanks for having me. You know, myself, I'm just an ordinary guy working hard to achieve some extraordinary things. Like you said, teacher, coach in Texas. I'm a fourth generation educator. Blessed and fortunate to be raised by some amazing people, as well as be around some awesome folks to learn from in my career. This is my going on my 22nd year in education. Teacher, coach, I've been a head coach, been an athletic director, and I'm in Conroe, Texas, which is close to Houston, and an author, and I have a YouTube channel and a podcast called The Success Chronicle. So just doing lots of things to, you know, hopefully make a positive impact in our world.
Yeah, amen to that. You know, and a shout out to the Success Chronicles that you do. You know, and part of that, and being a big fan of your work and just seeing the content and the stuff that you're sharing out around success, there's so many reflective aspects to it. So let's take a moment to reflect on the end of this past school year. Obviously, drastic changes. Teachers were asked to change things overnight in their work, but yet they rose up and they did it. And so take just a few minutes to reflect on this past year. What are some lessons learned? What are some silver linings? What are some things maybe that were just real challenges or things that might've been impossible? Talk to us just from a reflection end of this past school year.
I think, you know, from this year, I think from everything that's gone on up to where we are, I think it's important to understand that we have to cherish the moments. You know, I think things could be better. You know, you always want things to be better, but they could be way worse. And so I think the secret sauce is to be able to have the ability to be in the moment and just truly enjoy the moment. You know, we have to, you know, take advantage of opportunities, you know, that we have, and spending that quality time with family. And you know, sometimes, you know, we get busy and doing our thing. You know, there's lots of things that we want to do that we say we don't have time to do, right? Well, I think this has really given us an opportunity to just slow down, reflect, relax, and get those things done. And so I think it's truly been a blessing to have the quality family time, truly been a blessing to be able to hunker down and dive in and really learn some things I've been wanting to learn. And then I think on the flip side of it too, you know, with technology, it's amazing. You know, from this, we're going to have so many new ways to reach and teach kids and communicate effectively. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, as you should be. And thanks for reflecting on that. You know, I've heard concerns out there from parents, from some educators around this idea of learning loss, or, you know, you hear pushback of, on one side, I've seen, you know, kids have learned better this way. On the other side, I've heard kids haven't, and, you know, obviously everybody wants to get back. And so this idea around learning loss or concern for missing skills, if it was, you know, at least a quarter of a year, if not almost a third of a year that had to be different, you know, as a teacher, as a coach, what's your thoughts on that in terms of skills that have either occurred or haven't occurred around this idea of learning loss and just concerns parents or educators might have?
I think for me, I think we have to just do the best we can with what we have, you know, and give it on based on what we're allowed to do through our state, through our school districts, you know, whatever we're allowed to do. I think we just have to do the best we can with what we have. I'm a big see where we are and let's move on guy. You know, I'm not a big, hey, what about back then guy. because I'm really want to work to get better. So I think for me, it's important to just assess, you know, assess where you are. Of course, you're going to have some good teaching. You're going to have some review and reteach, you know, but then from there, you know, just, you know, do the best you can with what you have for your kids. I think that that's important.
Yeah, and every educator I know has, over the past couple of months, have been doing just that, the best that they can, yes. Working hard. If anything, yeah. Talking about self-care and slowing it down, like you were saying, and making sure to breathe, you know, and those are also vital aspects of it. You know, as we look towards this coming school year, states are all over the map in terms of recommendations, yeah. You know, at this recording, some states haven't put anything out yet. But as we get closer to next school year, what are you hearing? What are you guys looking at in your district around, you know, ways to keep kids safe, you know, this idea of social distancing? I like to refer to it as more physical distancing, because I think we need to be more social than we have ever before, or possibilities for scheduling. Like, you know, what are some things that you're hearing in your district and you guys are looking at?
Well, as of right now, we've been given the clear to, you know, in a week or so have workouts. You know, kids can start working out and start doing some things. I think, you know, the in-person summer schools have been canceled, but they're doing some things for special cases online, you know, to help kids and do those kind of things. But, you know, as I know, you know, everybody's planning to hit the ground running like normal when school starts. Now who knows? We may get another, you know, but we just have to be ready to adjust. And that's life, you know. You're going to get some curveballs thrown at you, but the better we can adjust, the better we are on the other end of it.
Yeah, so well said. That adjustment is just what educators have been growing to do. I think educators have always adjusted and always tried to move themselves forward. But I think we've seen so much of that in the past couple of months. So talk to us about professional learning. As somebody that, you know, does a lot of that, as somebody that obviously values it in your own work, what does professional learning look like? What do you anticipate this coming school year, just to really support educators in any of the changes that they might need to make? What does that look like in your district? Or what are some effective practices that you've seen, you know, being real active online?
I think one cool thing is it's been some amazing opportunities out there to learn and get better. You know, I think our administration, I think our school district, I think they've communicated very well on, you know, okay, this is what we have. This is what's been mandated. You know, this is how we're going to do and work through this. Here's the supports. You know, so not only are we giving supports for kids and the community, of course, but, you know, for teachers as well. You know, you talked about the self-care, and I think a big deal is the mental game and everything now, you know. And so, you know, I think, you know, there's services available for those that need counseling or anything like that. And I'm really proud. The area that I'm in, the people that I'm around, that I'm blessed to be around, it's really a good situation for everybody involved. And I think it's really been cool because even within that, we have like different groups, you know, teachers checking on teachers, you know, teachers checking on kids. I mean, you know, it's been assigned, you know, and so I think that's really been great because, like, you don't feel like you're out there on your own. And of course, like the learning curve of going from in-class learning to, okay, we're doing everything online, you know, or, you know, make this adjustment or communicate with the parents on this. Oh, wait, this changed. And so, I mean, it's all everywhere, right? But the ability to have effective communication and really just work, you know, together for one goal has really been a blessing, because I think in our area, I think we do it very well as far as taking care of kids.
Yeah, and I can see that pride coming out as you talk about it. Don't ever stop being proud of the work you're doing, right?
Man, it's great.
Yeah. You know, Chip, one of the core aspects of Future Ready Schools is equity and making sure, especially our traditionally marginalized groups, are front and center in our decision-making. So how, as a teacher, how as a coach, how is, you know, how are you seeing in your district that we're prioritizing our most marginalized students, whether it's special ed, led, whether it's via race, whether it's from those that lack the economic resources that they need. How are we making sure in your district, and what have you seen to make sure that those students make sure that they're front and center on our decision-making and our priorities?
Again, I want to commend my district and my school where I am for, I don't know, just doing great things to take care of kids. You know, where I am, we truly care about kids. You know, everything is kid-centered. You know, it's not about me. It's not about, you know, us as adults. It's about every decision is made on what benefits our kids first. You know, and then we'll work backwards and figure everything else out. And first, I want to say that, man, I'm truly blessed to be in a situation that is that. And so, of course, you know, they're looking at health and safety first. You know, we're striving to try to hit everything in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, I think first, you know, we have food or meal pickups, you know, at some locations in our district twice a week. You know, so those kids that, you know, would normally go without, where school meals are their meals, you know, we're still trying to hit those kids and take care of them. As far as technology, there may be students that don't have computers or iPads. And, you know, we were able to, you know, check some of those out and make sure that kids are taken care of with the technology wise, you know, Wi-Fi, all of that stuff. So it's been really neat. They've been distributed to kids. And then, you know, the other deal is, you know, some may work better with hard copies, or, you know, the computer is not very good for them. Well, you know, they've done that. We have systems set up to where, you know, at each school, there's filing cabinets outside the school where, you know, they'll work for these classes, then once another file cabinet for completed work. So, I mean, it's really been a neat situation to see how everybody in this area has gone above and beyond to take care of kids. And really, like, there's no excuse to not continue and grow.
Yes.
You know, like there's no excuse to, like, we're going to get better. We're going to help our kids, and there's no excuse. So yeah. It's been cool.
Well, you're valuing, the bottom line, you're valuing so many of the right things by putting people yes. first and your kids first. So let me ask you specifically yeah. about that. You know, it's the human connection is so core to, yeah. to what we preach at Future Ready Schools, to just a course of education, whether you're a teacher, principal, superintendent, regardless of that role. So how do you as a teacher, how does your, or as a coach, how is your team really working to keep relationships and people at the heart of all decision-making? You've certainly shared a whole bunch of examples throughout the podcast, but when you talk about relationships and people being at the core, how do you guys make sure that you prioritize that?
Well, I'm going to share this quote from one of my former pastors with you. And this is a quote that I start out in my second book. This is what the quote that I start the book with. And the quote is, "Our life moves at the speed of our relationships." You know, and that All comes right. from Pastor Danny Green. I mean, and you know that, But like, when you really just reflect on it and think about it, like, it's true. I mean, you know, those of us that are doing, you know, blessed to do and achieve and be around great things is because of the great relationships that we have around us, you know, and those that don't probably need better relationships around them. And so, I don't know, it's been great. Like I said, you know, people first, kid first. You know, it's important that we do the little things right to take care of people. You know, we'll get to the education, but first, are you okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. like, are you good? Okay, well, if you're good, then we can move on. You know, yeah. but if you don't do those things first, nothing else matters, right? Yeah. So you have to make sure you take care of people. You know, it's been checking, like I said, technology groups, Zoom groups. Our admin has continued to rotate, you know, at our school, where the school is accessible for people that possibly need it. And really, I'll just go back, like I said, from the last question. We've done a great job of not making any excuses for not to be successful.
Yeah, well said. Now, I know you're a really humble guy, but here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to ask you to share the Success Chronicles and some of your work there, if you would. At Future Ready, part of what we try and do is really amplify great stories and amplify what people are doing for kids or amplify how people are breaking down walls for equity. You know, with the Success Chronicles, you're amplifying many, many voices as well. Give you a moment to plug that, if you would, because I just think it's just really, really aligned with the work that we do at Future Ready Schools.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get the future ready myself with the Success Chronicles and do what I can do, my little part, right? But the Success Chronicles, really what I do is I interview people from all walks of life, and I share their stories for positive inspiration and motivation. And I mean, it's everyday people, it's Olympians, stars, it's athletes. I mean, it's people all over, but the common goal thing in there is, you know, we're all striving for success and to make an impact in our world. And so my thing is, like you said, yes, truly, truly humble, but hungry, like really hungry to be successful and have and driven, and not H-U-N-G, like H-O-O-O, hungry, right? Humble and hungry.
Oh, and, that's awesome.
So just working real hard to achieve great things and shine light on others and show appreciation and just do my part to give back. And so, and like you said, in plugging it, you know, the thing I learned a long time ago in my life that I know we're educators, and I just want to warn you, this may not be grammatically correct here, but, it ain't about me. I learned that a long time ago, right? Yeah. But, you know, it's not about me. No, it ain't about me. And so, what I'd like for you to do is, go check it out, please. Any is YouTube channel, podcast, all platforms. Social media is Chip Baker, TSC. Twitter is Chip Baker 19. And if you see something on there that you like, like the normal, like, subscribe, follow, all of that stuff. But bigger than that, if you think of someone that it'll help make a positive difference in their world, just please share it with them.
Yeah, that's awesome, Chip. And I commend you. I encourage our listeners to check that out. Really a big fan of that work, because you're amplifying voices, many, many, just incredible people from all walks. And I think we all need that hope right now in our work. So Chip, let's wrap up with this piece. You know, as you look towards this coming school year, so many, we're not sure. We've still got lots of things on the horizon. We're not sure exactly what they're going to look like. But what advice do you have for school and district leaders as they're about to kick off a brand new school year, even with many uncertainties?
What advice would I give to them? First, I kind of get close to them and I tap them. And then I'd say, hey, what we do makes an impact. It's important that we continue to just give our all and know that the little, because, we're human, and sometimes we may only have 40% or 60% or whatever it is. We got to make sure we give that today, right? Because the little that we have to give today can make a huge difference in our world tomorrow.
Doesn't get much better than that, my friend. That's Chip Baker, everybody. Thank you, Chip, for your time today. Appreciate you. Keep leading the way. And thanks for your time today on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Go get it.